Today's Mishnah in Masechet Kelim is Perek Chof Hey, Mishnah Dalet. And we start talking about here a case where you've got a piece of wood that was hollowed out. And again, we want to talk about, remember our topic over here is how much can we abstract the halacha of Achorayim Toch, and those of you who remember Chagiga, remember it's also Achorayim Toch u'Beit HaTzvita, or the other gears, so like in the Mishnah, is Beit HaTzviah, which we'll be talking about in a moment. But suppose you've got one kli. In other words, you took a block of wood, let's say, and you hollow it out in such a way that you've got a full rova in one half and a half a rova in the other half, but it's all surrounded by the same piece of wood, and there's a piece of wood in between them that's all part of the same initial block of wood. So you've got a rova and a chatzi rova. If the rova became Tameh, and it became Tameh, again, with the Rabbonin of Mashkim that are Tameim, so then the other part of it, the Chatzi Rova, is not considered to be Tameh, and if the Chatzi Rova became Tameh, then the Rova is not Tameh, because each one of these Kalim is the outside, effectively, of the other Kli. So if I have the Tumah touching the inside of that Kli, then it would not, the other kli, it would not be metame this kli, because this kli is outside and not inside, which was misunderstood over here by the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva's Talmidim thought that one of the kelim is considered to be the ikar, and that one is always called the pnim, and the other one is called the tafel, and that one is always considered to be the chutz. In which case, they asked Rabbi Akiva, that doesn't make any sense, because if we're viewing the Chatzi Rova, which is the secondary Kli, as the outside of the Rova, so then if that's the case, if the Rova became Tamei, then why is this not included in the Klal of Kli Shenitma Tocho Lo Nitma Achorav? Isn't it true that if the inside is Tamei, the whole thing is Tamei, right? So then, if the toch is tamei, why isn't the outside also tamei? The din of mashkin tameim is only if the mashkin tameim touched the outside and sometimes the inside. But if we view one of these as being ikker, then if it touched the inside of that thing, then the whole thing should become tamei. Why are you saying that no matter what the direction is, it's always the other one is going to be tahar? The secondary one should be tamei because the inside was tamei. Amar Lahams, Rabbi Akiva said, oh gosh, I just went through this with the 12,000 Talmidim in the first 1,000 rows. Now I've got you guys coming up and asking me the same question. I already answered this. Okay, Shokat Kodmimi. You would have been paying attention. I answered this question before, all right? And here's what you got to ask yourselves, gentlemen. Maybe the way to look at it is like this. Oshema HaRova Achorayim L'Chatzi Rova. Maybe you should consider that the rova would be the outside of the chatzi rova. In other words, let's say you're right. You're not right at all, because there's really not one that's always the inside and one that's always the outside. But let's say, I mean, why did you jump to the conclusion that it's going to be necessarily the achorayim is going to be the chatzi rova is the achorayim? Whatever it is that you need, that's the main thing. According to you, this is what I need. I need a chatzi rova. I'm not interested in rova. I can't measure the amount of flour I need for my cake. With that, I can only measure with this. Okay, so then at that point, we should say the other way around. But the issue is that since there is no such thing as a main container, if you're talking about a measuring container, how could one be main? If I need a rova, then the rova is the main. If I need a chatzi rova, then there is no main. And therefore, what the Mishnah said is, by definition, the whole point. It's always going to be viewed as the Achorayim and Toch. And therefore, we should say that a Kli Shenitma Achora, vis-a-vis this Kli, the fact that the other one became Tamei is its Achorayim, not its Toch. And therefore, the Toch is not Tamei, always, because there is no specific Achorayim and Toch. And therefore, the Mishnah is perfectly understandable, says Rabbi Akiva. Now, moving on to Mishnah Chof Hey, Mishnah Hey. So, continuing the same case, Nitma harova. Let's say the inside of the rova part, the larger part, is tame. Okay. The wood around that part, as opposed to the wood around the other part, the din would be that the inside of the rova obviously is tame, because we always said that the inside can become tame. And even the outside of that part of the wooden block that surrounds the rova, that part is considered to be tame. That's the normal din of nitma tocho, then nitma the achora. But the chatzi rova that's attached and the other side of the walls of the chatzi rova, they are completely tahor. So in other words, we only are going to affect the parts that surround the rova itself, not the other part. As far as what the din is and what about the piece of wood that runs between them, each half is considered to be a line. We look at the line that goes between them. That's the part. Remember, we had this way before back in the second parak over there. We discussed exactly this idea. So going according to Achita was Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the halacha is that we take half of that middle piece and view it as the achorayim of that part and only that part. And if the chatzi rova became tame, so then it's the same thing. The chatzi harova and the outside part of the chatzi harova, the three sides of wood that are around it, together with half of the intervening wall, those are going to be tame, and the rest of it will be tahar. Okay, now, how about if the tame mashkin touched the outside, not the inside? Okay, so then if it touched the outside of the rova, the inside of the rova itself is also, obviously the rest of it not, but even the outside of the rova is not considered to be tame, because the special gezeira, remember, of mashkin tameim is always that if the outside is tame, the inside was not nitma. And the reason for this was the chachamim wanted to say something strange, so that people would understand that this is only a tumah derabanan, and they wouldn't make the mistake of being seref truma v'kachin. So if nitmu achore harova, then the outside of the chatzi rova remains taller. Because, says Rabbi Meir, look, if you were ready to say that if something touches the inside, that the outside of that inside is defined by that unique space that surrounds that inside, then you should be consistent and agree that if we're only looking at the outside, that nonetheless, the outside is divided by the outside of the chatzi rova and the outside of the rova. So whatever part was touched would be the part of the outside that is tahor, that is tame, and the other part is tahor. Chachamim omrim, no, that is not true. You don't separate the outside when we're only interested in the outside. You separate the outside only when it devolves upon what the din was of having touched the inside. So the gezeirah, if it touches the inside, it's betame, it's outside. Over there, I have to define what is its outside. But if I'm not looking at the inside at all, because neither of the insides are going to become tame, and only the outside is tame, then there's only one outside. It's a box, and it's got, I don't care what's going on the inside at all. And in that case, in chokin et hagabayim, the entire outside is all one thing. Now, how about in the case where you were only going to be metame part of it because you touched the inside, not the outside? How do you take it to the mikveh? Now, that's another issue. There's obviously no way for me to be tovo only the rova, or only the chatzi rova, because the water is not going to surround the part that's being left out of the water. So how can I just dip that part into the mikveh? That's ridiculous. So kishu matbil, matbil et kulo. Obviously, if you put it into the mikveh, you always have to be tovo the entire thing, because otherwise it wasn't surrounded by mayim and it wasn't bimei mikveh. So that has nothing to do with this issue of how we view the inside or the outside in terms of the Kabbalah of Mashkim Tmei. This is an obvious issue wherever something needs to be put into the mikveh, the entire thing needs to be put into the mikveh, even if you can say only part of it is stomach. Now, moving on.
Rebbe?
Yeah?
Rebbe, I'm sorry. I did not follow clearly what happened between Mishnah Dal and Mishnah Hey. Can Rebbe please go over the principles? I
All
didn't
of the
follow
principles?
What
You didn't follow any of them?
Mashkim is metame the outside. If it's on the inside, it's not the outside. Yeah, there's a difference here in shared wall, but...
I'll go over it again. It'll take so long that we could have to go over it again. So we have a general halacha, but there's this amazing gezeira that we've seen many, many times, that because of the chashash of mayonai sazov, which are tame in a way that makes even a kli tame, because they're avota tuma. So because of that, the Rabbanon were gozer on Mashkin in general, that A, they should always be considered to be Rishon, and B, that even as a Rishon, they are going to be Metame Kalim. However, they don't want to treat it like normal Tuma, because then people will start believing that the Kli is really Tame, and if there was Truma in the Kli, or there was Kodesh in the Kli, they'll burn the Truma and Kodesh thinking that it's Truma Tame. But Midiraisa, it's Truma Tahora. And therefore, they made a din. And the din goes like this. If these mashkin tameim touch the outside of the kli, then only the outside of the kli is tame and the inside is tar. If it touches the inside of the kli, then the entire kli is tame, inside and out. The Mishnah began discussing what to do in a complex case where a single block of wood contains two separate kalim, because it's a measuring block that's used on one side for 1 kilo, and on the other side for a half a kilo. So the first thing we established is that there is no way to view one side or the other side as the primary inside, which would leave the rest of it to be the outside. And therefore, there's no simple solution of saying, okay, the primary inside will be metame, the entire kli, including the half, let's say the half kilo weight, and the whole thing will then be considered to be the outside of that. There's no simple way to do that. We do not have an inside and outside that would include both of the kelim. Because of that, we needed to define what part of this kli is going to be tame according to the Rabbanan's gezera. So let's say you find something that touches the inside of the kilo. What's the din of the chatzi kilo? The din of the chatzi kilo is that it's viewed as a separate kli, and it is not going to be makabel tuma from the fact that the other half was makabel tuma from mashkin in a way that's metame the whole kli. It is metame the whole kli, but I, the chatzi kilo, am not part of that whole kli. All right, so what is part of that whole kli? Well, all of the wood surrounding the kilo, on the outside of the kilo, including half of the thickness of the piece of wood that runs between the kilo and the half a kilo side of the block, is the outside of the kilo. All of the wood that surrounds the half kilo, including half of the piece of wood that divides the half kilo from the kilo, is the outside of the half kilo. But it will not be affected. The outside of one kli, so to speak, will not be affected by what happens on the inside of the other kli. Only the outside of the kli in which the tuma touched, either the kilo side or the half kilo side, as the case may be, will be tame. Now, what about if nothing touched the inside of the kli? Something only touched the outside of the block of wood. There we have a machlokas between Rebbe Meir and the Rabbanan. According to Rebbe Meir, the fact is that once you distinguish the outside of the kilo from the outside of the half kilo, because you needed to distinguish that to determine what the din is if something would have touched the inside with mashkin tameim of either the half kilo or the full kilo, that difference in the outside is true when it comes to the halacha, even if something only touched the outside. So if something touched the outside, if it's the outside of the part that's the full kilo, it's that half of the block that becomes tame, according to Rebbe Meir. If something touches the outside of the half kilo, it's that half of the block that becomes tame. The Rabbanan say there is no difference from the outside of these two pieces, because the whole thing, after all, is really a myth. We created this in order for it to be consistent with the Gezeira de Rabbanan of inside and outsides that are there in order for you to distinguish between Tumah de Oraisa and Tumah de Rabbanan. In reality, if we don't have to look at the inside, And just be normal, please. Did something touch the outside of this block of wood? And the block of wood has a base kibbol. I don't care if it's got 20 base kibbols. Bottom line is, this is a kli, which is a makabel tuma from the outside. An outside is an outside is an outside. And there's no such thing as the outside of the part that has the half kilo. And what, that's silly. Okay, so that's the Rabbanan Shita, in which case we would not be mechale.